Wake Up Tri-Counties, live from our Yem Auto Group studios. I'm Sean Cronin, joined in the studio by the mayor of Kewaunee, Gary Moore. And Mr. Mayor, good morning.
Good morning, Sean. Looks like we're in for another beautiful fall day.
Seemingly. There's some rumors from storms, but we'll see.
That's all we can do is wait and see. If you don't like the weather in the Midwest, just wait a couple hours. It'll change.
Indeed. Let's talk about last night's meeting. We began with a presentation from one of our friends on this show, Dwight Ford, and Project Now. Just a tremendous human being and a wonderful speaker.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. He definitely, you know, his heart and soul is in the Project Now. You know, you can tell just listening to him talk that he's very passionate about that program. And you know, and as a city, you know, I would like to do everything that we can to, you know, assist him in his efforts to to help, you know, the fight against poverty and to help, you know, lift people up, you know, so that they're not living in that poverty level. So, you know, and I say he, but as you say, you know, he speaks very well. So, you know, I really enjoyed listening to him last night.
What was the presentation specifically about? Just teaching the council about Project Now and what they do?
Yeah, just basically making, you know, the awareness of that project and you know, the Project Now and what they do.
After the meeting last night, he also praised the city of Kewaunee for this choice to regarding the hiring of people with felony convictions.
Absolutely. And, you know, I stressed that, you know, just a couple of meetings ago, and I asked that to be placed on as an agenda item at our last meeting. And, you know, we've been working very close with, you know, the Kewaunee Life Skills Reentry Program. And right now, you know, they, you know, the inmates there have been doing a lot of work around town, you know, helping to, you know, beautify the downtown, cleaning up the weed areas. And it just seems very hypocritical as a city that, you know, we'll accept that free help, but then upon release, they couldn't even apply, you know, for a job, you know, even to mow grass for us. So, you know, I just didn't understand that and just didn't feel that it was right. And that's why that I, you know, made this push, you know, for that change. And, you know, the other councilmen, you know, agreed with that idea. And so we asked that be put on the agenda as an item that we could vote on. And that's what we did last night. And I think that, you know, is a big step in the right direction for the city of Kewaunee.
This is the kind of thing that many big cities have looked at before, but a city of this size taking this initiative, it's something that a city of this size hasn't really taken on before.
And you're exactly right. And, you know, there's a lot of stigmas involved with that, you know, with the idea, you know, of hiring somebody with a felony conviction. And coming out of, especially out of, like, the Kewaunee Reentry Program that they have, those people are very well vetted before they're even allowed into that facility. So I trust, you know, what I've heard from their personnel and how these people are vetted, and I think they do a very good job of it. And, you know, I'm sure, you know, there's going to be some that'll slip through the cracks, but, you know, you run that chance no matter who you're hiring. You know, you can have somebody with a stellar, you know, background investigation, and, you know, they're just things that they probably have done and just never been caught at before, you know. But I'm also a firm believer, and it's something even when I was a police officer, you know, I fully believed that there are a large amount of people that get arrested, and some of them end up in jail or even prison, and it doesn't necessarily make them criminals or bad people, because there are a lot of very good people out there that just make bad decisions from time to time, and they, you know, they pay that price. And, you know, once they have you know paid that price, you know, they should be welcomed back into the community.
Other items on last night's agenda: once again, the Zen City contract has been tabled for a third consecutive meeting.
Yeah, and that, trying to be in all, you know, in all fairness, you know, to the representatives from Zen City, they we had a Zoom meeting prior to our last council meeting, and they presented, you know, what they would be able to do for the city at that Zoom meeting. And we had two council members that were not able to attend that meeting. So they wanted an opportunity to speak to those two councilmen prior to it going to a vote, and unfortunately they were not able to make contact with them for whatever reason, I do not know. But they assured us that they will be able to make contact with them within the next 2 weeks prior to our next meeting, and hopefully next meeting, you know, we can make a decision on how we're going to go with Zen City.
This contract has been lingering for a little bit. People are kind of people have been looking into this a lot, and from what I've heard from the feedback we're getting is that not a lot of people are in favor of this.
And I haven't personally gotten a ton of feedback on this subject, but most of what I have received, people feel that their tax dollars could be better spent elsewhere.
One of those places might be Red Adams Road, which is another thing we get a lot of questions about here on this show. We've had a number of callers who've made this their pet project of calling regularly to talk about getting something done to repair this.
And rightfully so. That's that's an area that I have brought up more than just once in the past at other meetings. And I brought it up again at last night's meeting. And I actually had a conversation with one of the business owners on Red Adams Road. And he told me that years ago that there was actually a ditch that was dug on the east side of the roadway that allowed some of that water to drain, some of the rainwater. As it sits right now, that ditch that had been dug in the past is over the years when they've plowed snow and dirt and such has filled that ditch back up. So when it rains, there's no place for that water to go. And when that road doesn't have an opportunity to dry out, it stays soft. And that's when most of the damage is done, is when those roads are soft. And the drainage all along Red Adams Road is not good. And that is in part some of the reason why the road is in such disrepair now. And we have three major businesses in Kewaunee that have all or part of their business on Red Adams Road. And so I feel it's kind of important that we take care of the businesses in Kewaunee, and part of that is making sure that they have decent roads to access their businesses.
Hmm. Yeah, it's been a big topic.
Yes, and when people call and they're disgruntled about the condition of Red Adams Road, I agree with them wholeheartedly.
Well, hopefully something can be done soon.
I am pushing for that, and I'm going to do everything I can to try and get that taken care of.
Well, on last night's agenda, there was a contract related to sidewalks.
Yeah, primarily in the 200 block of West 2nd Street. There was an issue there where the sidewalk actually become a danger, to the possibly caving in. And so we've accepted a bid from Ratliff Brothers to make repairs to that sidewalk so that it'll be safe for pedestrian traffic again.
And finally, there was a contract related to aeration tanks.
Yeah, and that was an issue that came up several months ago. We have two different treatment facilities, and they both require aeration tanks. And over the years have developed some leaks in them, and on this particular case, we actually decided to go with the higher bid of the two bids that we received. And the reason being is the coating that is placed on the interior of these tanks, the higher bid is actually a better coating process than the second bid. It's the part of the bid process, we sent water samples out, and the coating was determined by our water conditions and what would best stand up to our water. And so when the bids were put out, the company that we ended up awarding the bid to, even though they were higher, they do offer a better service for that tank.
And people hear that the highest bid has been taken as opposed to the lowest, they kind of shake their head a little bit, like, why is that? And this has a very good reason behind it.
Very good reason. And even though it is a higher bid, in the long run, it's going to be less money, because with the difference in the lining that they'll put in the tanks, those tanks will last years and years longer than the coating that was offered by the other company. So in the long run, we are saving money.
Finally, you made it official last night, Halloween, August 31st. The trick-or-treat hours are 5 to 7.
Yeah, Sunday night, it's good night to have it. So, no reason not to hold it on the traditional Halloween night.
All right, Mr. Mayor, anything else you want to add today?
Oh, I just, want to wish everybody, the best and then go out and enjoy this weather before it gets too cold.